This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. I'm Johnny Hart. Let's talk to our guest for the day. It's Trader Nick in the United States. Good afternoon, Nick. How are you doing?
Hi, Johnny. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. First of the month, and it is, of course, non-farm payroll day, US jobs data, and fascinating reading it makes ahead of Tuesday's presidential election. Jobs growth in the United States has slowed sharply, possibly down to hurricanes and strikes, with employers adding just 12,000 jobs last month. That is much lower than the 223,000 created in September. On the plus side, unemployment is steady at 4.1%. So, Nick, what did you and what did markets make of these figures today?
Yeah, Johnny, as you mentioned, kind of a almost a comical number, 12,000 jobs in an economy that is made up of 300 plus million people. So, you know, very, very low numbers. There's going to be all sorts of mixed responses to this because some people are going to quote the hurricane. Other people are going to point out that, you know, last month's numbers were actually quite strong. So maybe there was, you know, there's take it with a grain of salt. But again, we were already forecasting just 106K jobs, largely because of the pause, perhaps that was done in hiring due to the hurricane. That being said, specifically, just a note on that, Florida is a very large, you know, contributor to the U.S. economy overall. So kind of taking a month off, if you will, from a lot of business activity certainly can have a pretty substantial impact on the overall jobs kind of category, as we clearly see here. That being said, why isn't the market having a bigger reaction? I think that's probably the number one reason or number one question a lot of traders, investors are looking at. Take a look at the dollar. It actually was down initially and then has completely captured its losses here. Stock market is higher today. You know, you've got some rates here on the interest rate yields. They're actually going up today. So a bit of a confusing day on the surface, but we could look at a couple other things that maybe supported a little bit of a mixed viewpoint, which is the unemployment rate did stay in line at 4.1%. We did not see unemployment rate tick higher. This is off of its highs. I think we got up to 4.3%, if I'm correct, 4.2 or 4.3, one or the other. I can't remember exactly, but we hit up to slightly higher, have come down and stayed down. So, you know, that's maybe what some investors were also fearful of. We knew jobs data ads were going to be a little soft. The question is unemployment rate going to rise? And it seems to be the case that it did not, and that would arguably be a more positive thing for the story, as we do still expect the Fed to cut rates. I don't think, Johnny, that the reason there's not a wild reaction to this today is because it seems like the case for rate cuts, perhaps two more this year, is very much still intact, and it doesn't change the story all that much. And we see an economy that is cooling. We had GDP numbers come in soft, and I know we're going to also discuss for a moment the manufacturing PMI data that came out about an hour and a half later, came in light. So manufacturing PMI came in at 46.5 compared to the forecasted 47.6. And I want to note for newer listeners, PMI numbers, the way they function is that when they are above 50, it's a sign of positive growth in the manufacturing department, the world category. And below that number is contraction in that part of the economy. So just as a highlight, so this was contraction, but it was more contraction than even was expected. So you had some soft data there. Clearly the jobs added data was not great. Average hourly earnings were up month over month, though they revised the previous one. Previous month's data down a little bit. So that would be September's data. So a bit of a mixed report, not a very clear. We've had some NFP reports in the last few months. Maybe investors were expecting something similar where the chart just shoots off in one direction. And throughout the rest of the day, it's pretty much up, up and away for the dollar or down, down, down. We didn't quite get that. Today was a bit more of a mixed reaction to the jobs data. And as you mentioned, Johnny, we're settling in here to a very, very interesting upcoming week. We have two ginormous events happening. Not only are they happening, but they're happening coincidentally back to back. We have the election next week, and then right the next day, or the next 2 days, I think it's Tuesday and Thursday, we have very close proximity, the FOMC rate decision. So, you know, this jobs data was one of two remaining really big numbers. The second one is something that we get next week, early in the week. We get the services PMI, which is, of course, not the manufacturing side. It is the services side, which has been a stronghold for the U.S. economy. The last number was very strong. So we'll see if we can repeat that. The question now becomes, does anything from here until the Fed decision change anything massively? Likely not. We take a look at the FedWatch tool. It's about a 99% chance that we get a 25 basis point reduction on that November 7th meeting. So, you know, we're counting down the days here, Johnny, to two major, major events. And of course, there's so much to talk about with that. I know we've talked about a couple times geopolitically on that front, what could happen following the election, right? With, you know, waiting for elections to pass before perhaps some concepts in the Middle East, right?
But I suspect that even though the election's on Tuesday and the results under, let's say, normal circumstances, we'd know historically, with the exception of maybe a couple of elections over the years, by Wednesday, I can imagine the situation, even this time next week, still being unsettled. And as we've said before, markets hate uncertainty. Things are looking a bit brighter for Kamala Harris in the last 24 hours, depending on what you believe and what you read. Some opinion polls suggesting that she's doing better than we thought. Although, are markets even playing that game as to who is going to be the president?
I think they are and they aren't at the same time. They are in some ways. There are certain, you know, parts of the market that are very, very much impacted by, you know, sort of policies that could be put in place, et cetera. But in general, I think that, you know, one market that I find to be really interesting within all of this is gold and the US dollar. Just because the gold chart is up and away, you know, part of that, I think, is it's trading at a premium due to the uncertainty of the election. And you actually made a good point both today and in a past podcast episode about there may not be a simple resolution following the election. You know, there may be another sort of a repeat of last time where there was uncertainties about it and people were up in arms and people were scared. And I do think that gold is kind of telling us that the market is suspect of that with prices being so high, trading at $27.45 an ounce. That's near a record all-time high for gold. And so I do think it's worth keeping an eye on that, keeping, you know, a close watch to maybe not being so naive to think that there's just going to be an easy passive power, no problems. I do suspect that, you know, the market is also trading in terms of the VIX, right? We talk about the VIX sometimes in the podcast. It's trading around 21.50 at the time of recording this. And the reason that's worth bringing up is that's no, you know, low teens VIX where things are soft, even though markets, stock market specifically, is near all-time highs. I also mentioned the dollar, right? The dollar index is, you know, up strongly in the last month or so, and actually rebounding today, even though we had such a weird jobs report with such low jobs added. I think part of that could be trading off the election, Johnny. I mean, we have, you know, you would think, Johnny, the jobs data would drop the dollar a little bit more if it was weak. But I think that there's also a little bit of we got the election right around the corner, and both candidates are expected to spend a lot of money. I think the bond market very well may be saying, look, we know what's really up. Both candidates are going to spend a lot of money, and the Fed is going to have a hard time really cutting interest rates as much as perhaps what previously was expected. I think that's a pretty logical conclusion to think about, regardless of your political views. We know both of these administrations have a track record of spending a lot of money, whether you agree or disagree with how they spend it.
Turning to the stock market itself, interesting numbers from Amazon and Apple.
Yeah, so we had, and these were really important numbers too, Johnny, not only for stock traders and you know, market investors and things, but also for, generally speaking, the entire understanding of financial markets, because Amazon is really important in terms of gauging the consumer. Think of it as almost like a retail sales event. You know, when you have people, everybody does their online shopping these days, you know, and Amazon is a massive, you know, contributor to that? Well, their numbers were real strong. They beat on the top and bottom line, and the stock is up about 7% on the day at the time of recording this. I don't think that's an all-time high. Let me just double check. Not quite an all-time high, but very close. Trading at $199.50 a share. You know, that's very close to an all-time high. Perhaps one good thing to look out for, perhaps why the stock market is up today beyond just the mixed jobs report. Trading higher on Amazon and Apple, the other one you asked me about, their earnings were not so exciting. They had a mixed one. Basically, their earnings were lower than expected, but their revenue was slightly higher than expected. So a bit more of a mixed sentiment there. Stock didn't move a whole lot. It's on the day, it's down about 1.5%, which given some of the moves that we've seen on disappointing earnings recently, that is actually quite decently okay. I think that, you know, this market right now demands perfection, especially from these big names. So to have your stock down only 1.5% is almost like a get out of jail free card here with this kind of market where everything is priced to perfection, in my personal opinion, and many investors' mindset as well, is stock earnings growth compared to some of the other Mag 7, companies. Apple has not been the massive grower that perhaps Nvidia or Meta has been. So speaking of Meta, just for a moment, that's another recent earnings on the mega cap side. It actually was a good, decently earning, a good earnings report in my opinion, but just still you can see that's the kind of market that we're in. Their stock dropped by 4% on the day that they released or the following day after they released in the evening. And just kind of coincidental with this kind of market. You have to not only have incredible earnings, but you have to guide that your future earnings are going to be even more incredible. So a little bit of a cautionary tale to stock investors, as always, in my opinion, when you're looking at this stuff and you see just massive expectations for companies, any sort of sign of disappointment is not only important for the stock market, but important for other places. We want to see these consumer-centric companies continue to deliver for the sake of, you know, the overall global economy. Even, I mean, some of these companies are at this point very global, like an Amazon, a Google, a Microsoft, etc.
Very interesting. Well, Nick, have a great weekend, and we will speak to you very soon.
Thanks, Johnny. You too.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.